Well, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Final hour coming here on KFYO. If you want to be a part of the program, the number is 1-800-687-0790. Or locally at 770-5790. Ronnie, can you check in the newsroom and see if Kate has dominoed yet? I'm sorry, given birth? Did you not? Do we have a new royal baby yet, or do you know? Don't know.
I don't think so. I haven't seen anything.
Speaking of having babies, I understand the new women's basketball coach at Texas Tech will be watching her first game from the maternity ward.
Really?
I just wonder. I understand that she's expecting. I understand she's due in around October.
Well, I don't know what to say to that, Paul.
I would suggest that the Red Raider Club buy a calendar for the athletic director at Texas Tech. Now, that's just, I've not seen the lady. I don't know that she's expecting, but that's the story.
Right, I haven't there. Heard that. That's where some have heard that.
Crimwall. We've got water, and former Mayor Pro Tem Jim Gilbert said it best. We've got lots and lots of water. We've got a little plumbing problem.
Yeah, we do.
Got
to get it here.
Got to get it here. And let's go back to the phones right quick. Let's go. We got a couple of calls waiting. Let's go to Mike on line one. Good morning, Mike. You're on with Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
Well, I'm not calling to offer a solution. I'm kind of calling to complain. I get a kick out of the public, I guess, and I understand that everybody's up in arms and outraged about LPNL. I'm personally I don't pay electricity through LPNL, but just sitting back and listening to the comments. I don't understand why society or, you know, the public is expecting that this is going to be an immediate fix. You know, if I was paying the increased rates, yes, I wouldn't be happy either, but you have to give these folks time to figure it out. I mean, it's not going to be, you know, it's not something where you can just, you know, go in the program and fix something in 2 minutes and then problem solved and we go on our way. I mean, I wish the public would, instead of hitting the streets with pitchforks and torches, I wish that they would just sit back and let it play out for 10 minutes and give these folks a chance to fix the problem. They're on the board for a reason.
I'm pretty sure
they're intelligent folks and they're, you know, do I agree with some of the stuff that's happened at LPNL? No, I don't. But give them a chance.
Give them
more than 3 days to fix the problem.
Right.
You know, and computer glitches happen in much larger capacities than LPNL. And I just, you know, instead of you know, getting on Facebook and I hate LPNL and I hate the city and I hate the city government and I hate this and I hate that. I mean, just give it more than 3 days.
Good point.
To figure it out.
Nice call, Mike. Thank you very much.
Thank
very
you,
good
Mike.
Point. Let's go to line two. Michael's on the phone. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. This dovetails perfectly. I've been researching this since the bills hit a couple of weeks ago. I was the first one having a fit about it. And every excuse that they have used has been so lame that it's very easy to, you know, refute them. They started out that, oh, you're just using more electricity. Then it went to it was the rate increase by the council. That was easy enough to refute because the bills went up anywhere from 80% to 90% per unit, or 93%, I think, is the highest one I've heard. And then they said, oh, it's the fuel cost. Well, in talking to people that are on SPEC, who are fixing to get a rebate, by the way, and theirs have gone down steadily for the last 4 months that I had people check. Excel's has not taken some big hike, so that doesn't wash. Then the computer glitch was the latest one, where we should have really been paying a whole lot more last month than this month. And none of that makes any sense either. So none of these hold up to scrutiny, and that's why people are getting more and more inflamed. The whole issue right now for me, and I asked for it in an open records request on Friday to Dr. Zing, is give us a total, not a total, but a month-by-month breakdown in the fuel cost actual charges, which they say is all they passed through for the last 2 years. Of course, I haven't heard back. I also asked to be on the agenda to speak and haven't heard anything on that either. I understand probably won't be allowed to, but that's not going to make people any happier. But none of these things wash is the problem. Gas prices have not gone up that much. So that's why we're at this. By the way, Paul, I had been intending to call you because I remember when XL, you know, sold to LPNL, there was a provision in that contract. Here again, be like pulling teeth to get the contract, unless you have a copy. But that until 2045, after 2019, XL was obligated to furnish the same amount of electricity as was going to the customer base that they had at the time of the sale. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that still? See, everybody just acts like there's this drop-dead thing that we won't have any. The lights will all turn off.
That's what I keep trying to tell people.
I know.
The lights are not going to turn off at 2019.
The lights are not going to go out.
You know.
Well, I realize that. But this is why everybody's so upset. We can look at you know, fuel cost, and that hasn't taken a hike. And all of this stuff is just so bizarre. And then they're so arrogant. By the way, on the agenda today is another item about customer service and all of this, which has added to the angst. So it's going to be a very interesting meeting, and I hope people come down there. Obviously, they're going to go into executive session probably as soon as we get there at 3 o'clock. But the following, when they come back out, will be a meeting to attend.
So,
right. Anyway, just want to encourage people. I'm not part of the protest per se, but I can understand the frustration and all of these lame excuses. As I said, they've claimed everything except the dog ate their homework. So it's just not washing.
All right. Appreciate it, Michael. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Karen, at your residence, you're not an LPNL customer, are you?
Not at my residence.
You're on South Plains Electric Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
How do the rates compare?
Well,
since you don't
you
have...
You know, that's really interesting.
But you do have LPNL at your business, don't you, at the family business?
Oh, No, it is too. But, you know, I had an apartment for a while,
mm-hmm.
and it's LPNL.
Right.
And it's very interesting. I called... SPEC and visited with them about my bill last week when all of this started,
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't figure out the fuel cost difference. I actually have a negative fuel cost on my SPEC bill.
Okay.
And I couldn't figure out why. If fuel costs are going up, why do I have a negative? And it was explained to me it was how they purchase it. I still have some questions for LPNL and they'll answer them Like I said before, I just think it's time to stop pointing fingers, and we've just got to figure it out and fix it and figure out what went wrong and why these fuel costs are so dang high.
Good point. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to line one and talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're on the Chad Hastie program.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to ask Karen, do y'all ever understand hedging your fuel cost?
I do understand that.
Well, why don't you do it?
Well, sir, that because the council doesn't do that. That would be the administration, and we can't control what the administration does. And that there again, that would be something that the administration would have to do.
Well, they ought to learn something if it's going to keep going up. And why don't you sell some of them telephone poles you bought off of Southwest Public Service and help pay the bill on that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's a good market for used utility poles, but maybe so.
It's that damn aluminum. I mean, you know, hell, you were part of buying the damn place.
Yeah, hold on. Now, Mike, yes, I was. And I stand by it. We paid $87 million for 20. Mike, hold on a second. Let me answer the question.
Okay.
We paid $87 million for 25% of the customer base and 48% of the electric load in Lubbock. And by any stretch of the imagination, it was a heck of a buy. Has it gone as smoothly as everybody hoped it would? Absolutely not. Has there
That's
been
right.
some glitches? Yes, sir, there certainly has. But what a lot of people in all of this, in all of this brouhaha over Lubbock Power and Light, Mike, what a lot of people fail to think about is that even with this recent fuel cost adjustment, which came from Southwestern Public Service, not from LPNL, it was generated as a pass-through from Southwestern Public Service and the rate increase, we still have one of the lowest electric rates in the state of Texas. We're about half of what Garland Power and Light is, and it's a municipally owned electric utility company.
Well, so that's good.
So there is some bright side. One of the problems is that you get that electric bill and then you get that water bill, which the water bills are staggering right now. We get one every month. Our bill last month, I think, was $461.
Well, don't water so much and take a bath every other day.
Yeah. Well, that's I'm thinking about going down to one of those playa lakes and kind of sponging
off. Well, you can
off.
Do that or go to the swimming pool like I used to do when I was a kid.
There you yeah. go.
Well,
there you go.
Mike, I appreciate it. Thank
Have
you very
a good
much.
One.
You
Thank
bet.
You, Mike.
I'm trying to straighten out that bull over there.
All right. Let's go to line two and talk. Well, let's try to get this break in. Let's try to get this call in right quick. Nick, we've got just a few seconds left. Good morning. You're on the Chet Hastie program.
Yes, I would like Karen to address when she does get to visit with the LPNL board. Why isn't LPNL as a board doing more hedge funding for their purchasing of utilities? And that's part of the reason why South Plains Electric Co-op will show a negative is because they actually hedge fund their electricity where they buy this electricity well ahead of time. To keep it low for their members, because I used to be a member of South Plains Electric Co-op before I moved into the city of Lubbock proper.
Let me ask you this, Nick. South Plains Electric Co-op, they don't generate any power, do they?
No, they don't.
They buy all of their power from Southwestern Public Service, the same place LPNL buys theirs.
Right.
From what I understand, they have two separate...
I think there's a gas turbine plant down around Denver City that might provide some to South Plains Electric Co-op, but I'm not sure about that.
And that's to a limited, a very small portion of their customer base.
Right, which that's a diesel fuel, or a J2 plant. I mean, it burns aviation fuel, I understand.
And I've always wondered about that because, you know, it seems like one of the problems with LPNL over the years is they pretty much are like the folks on a pay-as-you-go telephone plan. They're buying every month as they need it, and that really isn't a real financially sound way to do business.
Do you think that they should be generating their own power?
I definitely do. I think it's something that if we don't address soon, it'll be too late to address it. We had a little fiasco to where we had a small group of business people try to line their pockets with that concept and kind of put a sour taste in everybody's mouth. But I think as far as practicality, yes, we need to generate our own electricity sooner the better.
Appreciate
also
it.
We can, buy our utilities from Xcel or SPS, whichever you want to call them, in 6 months blocks, 3 months blocks, if we think the price is going to go up. If we don't think it's going to go up, then we do buy it on the spot market.
All right, Nick, I appreciate it. Great call this morning. We've got to take a break here on the Chet Hastie program. We'll be back and continue with Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson. Her hour has turned into about an hour and a half, and we still haven't gotten to some topics that we want to talk about this morning. But y'all are got the you folks out there in radio land, you got the steering wheel this morning. You're driving the conversation, and that's just the way we want it. We'll be back right after this on the Chet Hastie program.
Pratt, evenings at 5, News Talk 790 KFYO.
Well, your 1 hour turned into about an hour and a half. I want to quickly try to visit with the Mayor Pro Tem. And that's Karen Gibson. And first of all, thanks for coming in. Let's talk about the synthetic marijuana ban. Are you happy? How's it going? Is it proven to be enforceable? A lot of folks complain that it was not enforceable. In fact, the main host of this show had a serious disagreement with you on the ban for synthetic marijuana.
It's proven to be very effective.
Good.
We are, in the near future, we'll be doing an update to the components. So I look for that within probably the next 6 months.
So you're going to try to fine-tune the ordinance?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to do that periodically just to keep up with what they're bringing in.
Right. And how are the police cooperating on the enforcement of the ordinance? Are you getting the cooperation from the Lubbock Police Department that you think the ordinance deserves?
Yes, and I will tell you, too, I think the store owners are cooperating. I mean, I've been...
There was some threats from some of the store owners early on, but they've not carried through with them.
No, I think they've been very helpful. Do you
think they were under some public pressure to go along with the ban?
Sure.
I know it was unpopular by the media standards that were applied to it, but it was a populist move. A lot of people were behind this ban.
I have learned that when you do something that's good for the community, that is good for the citizens, for the most part, people will abide by what's right. You're going to have the few that don't, but for the most part, people will do what's right.
You're not going to go after big gulps, are you?
No, I'm not.
You know that I'm not going to let you get out of here without me being a little
mean.
You
know, contrary to popular belief, I am not that type.
That's great. What do you see in the next year for the Lubbock City Council? You've got a little less than a year to serve. Any mm-hmm. plans for the future?
Well, I plan to rerun. So I hope that I'm reelected. But I look for us to hopefully start coming together as a council.
Good luck with that.
It's time. We've been at this for 2 years nearly, and it's really time. I think you're fixing to start seeing, hopefully some more communication on the council mm-hmm. as we come together. We'll have the recall election on Councilman Hernandez in November. Mm-hmm. We'll see where that goes. There's just several things coming up. We've got the budget. Of course, the budget right now is my main focus. The rest of this come what may. But right now, my main focus is the budget. We're doing that with a interim city manager, so it ought to be interesting.
It's going to be tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be very tough. But we'll get it done. We'll get through it.
Well, I appreciate it. Let's see. Check the time. Let's try to shoehorn in this quick call from Tim we can't hold the break that long. We're going to have to ask Tim to hold on a minute. Tim's got a question about synthetic marijuana, and we've only got about 25 seconds left before this hard break comes up on the half hour here on the Chad Hastie
program.
That
means I have to stay another little bit?
we'll turn you loose right after we take Tim's phone call about synthetic marijuana here on the Chad Hastie program.
All right.
This is KFYO. And this is the news and talk of West Texas and Eastern New Mexico, and I'm Paul Arbeen in for Chad Hastie.